After months of denial, Iran has finally admitted it supplied Russia with drones, but only before the war.
We gave a limited number of drones to Russia months before the Ukraine war. We agreed with the Ukrainian foreign minister that they submit to us any evidence they have about Russia using Iranian drones in Ukraine.
The Ukrainian president accused Iran of lying.
We are shooting down at least 10 Iranian drones daily, while the Iranian regime claims that it allegedly provided a few of them before the start of the full-scale invasion. Only yesterday, 11 were destroyed. If Iran continues to lie about the obvious, it means that the world will make even more efforts to investigate the terrorist cooperation between the Russian and Iranian regimes, and what Russia pays Iran for such cooperation.
What we do know is Kyiv says drones have been used to strike Ukraine's cities and energy facilities, adding to the ever-growing number of civilian casualties. Anna Sokhova knows her brother is dead. She just doesn't know where his body is. By giving a DNA sample at this mobile laboratory, she hopes to be one step closer to resolving her anguish. When Russian troops occupied Izium, the casualties were put in a mass burial site, many with just numbers to identify them.
We were not allowed to enter the gravesite. The military were there and guarded the gravesite. We were not allowed there. I know only the number of the grave. We thought that everything would calm down and then we would go there and find his grave, tidy it up, but we couldn't.
Anna is not the only bereaved relative searching for answers. These photos are all that is left of the victims from the missile attack on this apartment block. In life and in death, the couple were together.
There was nothing left of the bodies. The concrete slab fell on them. There was a couple that was hugging. They probably felt that was coming. That's how they were identified, because only they could be hugging.
All eyes are now on the front lines. The Ukrainians say they've taken a village in Kherson, moving one step closer to the regional capital.
Pro-Russian authorities in Kherson say that they have seen an escalation in artillery shelling over the last week, but say the front lines remain the same. But what we do know is that Kherson is very important to the Russians. It's the only regional capital they've managed to take since the start of the war, and the Ukrainian military believe they won't want to give it up without a fight. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera, Kryvyi Rih.